Hello, pets. Today we're going to be doing a bit of conditioning. But first, tell me how you're enjoying being my sub. My good boy, my lost boy. Have you enjoyed kneeling for me? Did you enjoy me kneeling for you yesterday? Did you enjoy the denial game? Does it give you that warm feeling inside? Letting me own you? Knowing that I want this? That I want to make you feel good, but I want you to feel good on my terms. That I enjoy spending time here with you. Does that make you feel warm, melty, my lost boy? I bet it does. So today, some conditioning for you. Not really conditioning for your cock, though. Or for your mind, as you might expect. Maybe a little bit for your mind. But this is going to be more like conditioning for your hands. I want to be a good dom for you. And so I try to make my instructions as specific as possible. I don't want you to be confused. I want you to know exactly what I want, how to obey me, and to make a choice to obey or disobey. If there's confusion, it's not very fun for either of us. The last thing I want is for my submissive little boy to be confused and unsure about what he is supposed to do. I don't like that gray area. You might be scared that you're not sure what you're supposed to do, and you're afraid that you'll disappoint me. Or you're given enough leeway to do whatever you want and not what I command. I want my pet to be sure, confident. I want you to know what you are supposed to do. That way you can obey me properly. That way I can push you to your limits. That is, unless I'm toying with you. But I try to give you cues in my voice when I'm teasing, when I'm asking you a question that might lead to denial or ruin. You understand. It's a game we both enjoy playing, and it's a game where we both win because it's fun. Even though I like you being confident, I do sometimes like to see you thinking really, really hard. Your face a little squished up as you try to figure it out. But I don't want you to ever be lost or confused. That's why I wanted to fully explain what it feels like when I call you my good boy. It's why I thoroughly described all the mindsets that you go to when I call you my lost boy. That is why I showed you how submissive you become when I tell you to melt for me. Melt, darling. Just melt. Surrender to the way this makes you feel. For as long as you've been listening to or watching Femdom or Joy audios or videos, or been dominated by a mistress in person, perhaps, I'm sure you've heard these three simple instructions. Stroke at a slow pace. Stroke at a medium pace. Stroke at a fast pace. But it's almost never defined what those actually mean, is it? Maybe you are used to stroking as fast as you can, so your slow pace is what I would consider a medium pace. maybe you are stroking slow normally, and so your fast pace would be my medium pace. It leaves too much to interpretation, in my opinion. So let's be clear. Today we are going to define those terms practically, so that when I tell you when to stroke your cock, you know how to do so properly. You'll be clear what I'm asking, and you can do it. And then you can feel all warm with no doubts. Squishy, melty inside, that you did exactly what Miss Wendy asked. Got it? Good boy. You look like you're ready to learn. Now put your hand on your cock and get ready to stroke. All you have to do is keep up with a metronome and stroke at the same pace. No confusion, black and white. A stroke is your hand going up or down your cock once. Do you understand? Good boy. Now wait a second while I set up this metronome. There we go. We'll start off by stroking at a slow pace. Follow the metronome's pace, nice and slow, teasing your cock, warming it up, getting it hard, yeah, getting it excited, getting you excited, that's right. Getting you horny. Getting you needy. Oh, yeah. Getting you slutty. Keep stroking slow. You're going to stroke like this while I count to 30. I'm going to count in my head. I don't want to distract you. You just focus on the metronome while I drink my tea. Follow the pace. Stroke slow. Get a feel for this pace. Let it get ingrained in your mind, pet. Stroke for me. Good boy. Keep it up. Feels good, right? Of course it does. Now that you've done that, how do you feel? I didn't say stop. Now give me a second. I'm going to set the metronome a bit faster. We're going to go at a medium pace. There we go. Follow the metronome, same as last time. It is a little bit faster, but nowhere near as fast as you can pump your cock, right? Your cock is nice and hard now, so you can pump it harder. Stroke it faster. Do you feel this in your hand? The beat in your body? Good. You're going to have to stroke like this at a medium pace for 30 counts in my head. focus on that beat. Let your hand learn the speed. Let this tempo penetrate your mind. This is a medium pace, pet. Stroke for me. Don't stop. That's right. Medium. This is medium. Good boy. We are now going to move on to a fast pace. Did you just get excited? Let me change the metronome for you. Okay. Now match this speed. Again, I'm going to have you stroke at this pace for a count of 30 in my head. Focus all you can on this tempo. Get familiar with it. Oh, yes. Do your hips want to buck a little bit when you stroke this fast for me? When you stroke this fast for me, knowing what a good boy you are, obeying me, stroking, learning how I like you to touch yourself. Good. I'll let you focus. And don't you dare come. I know. This is fast. Stroke. I'll just watch you. Enjoy the view. As you stroke that hard cock fast for me. There you go. Good boy. Stop stroking. That's all for now. Like I said, this was purely an instructional opportunity, a day for you to learn, a day for you to submit. I don't want you to come. I do want these paces ingrained in your mind so that when I tell you to stroke fast, slow, or medium, you know exactly what I want. So what you're going to do for me today is you're going to roll a dice. Remember that dice I made sure you had at the beginning of this? I sure hope you have it ready. Once you're done listening to this, roll the dice and you get a number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. That is the number of times you're going to listen to this audio. You can skip the beginning if you want to get right to the stroking part. But I want you to listen to this throughout the day. Not back to back. You cannot listen to it more than once back to back. After you listen to it again, you must get up and go do something else. Something else before you come back and stroke that cock for me. Be a good boy. Take some amount of time between listens, won't you? Don't be a brat and get up and just, I don't know, get a drink of water or something and then come right back to listen. That technically fulfills the requirement, but not the spirit of this exercise. I want you to enjoy yourself. I want you to spread these out across the day. I hope you roll a high number. but I am trusting you to make a good judgment on how much time in between is enough to get all the way unexcited. Be a good boy and practice stroking for me today. And don't forget to say thank you every time you listen. Good boy.